This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Good news and bad news for the college class of 2019. You are done for now if you choose with higher ed. That's the good news. The bad news is that if you borrowed money to pay for that degree, you're going to have to start thinking about paying it back real soon. The average student borrower graduates from a public university owing about $27,000, well over $30,000 from a private one. But there are ways to get through school without debt, for lower-income students in particular, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Portland State University's 26,000 students attend classes in a dense downtown neighborhood. A streetcar runs through the main quad. There's an urban mall where students hang out with Starbucks, a Ben & Jerry's. The kinds of places 22-year-old undergrad Emily Hodgson doesn't stop into very often. She doesn't have the time or the money.
I go to school, I do my homework, I go to work, and then I sleep for, 6 hours. So I'm tired all the time.
Hodgson didn't go right to college after high school. Her mother had developed serious health problems, which sapped the family's finances.
My dad made over $100,000 a year, but suddenly, because of all these hospital expenses, I had to take care of myself and find jobs on my own. And I told myself, I'm never going to go to college because I can't afford that.
But 3 years after graduating high school, she is enrolled, majoring in Japanese, performing in her chorus class's year-end concert. Hodgson is able to afford college through a new Portland State University program that offers 4 years tuition-free. It's for Oregon students who do well in high school and have less than $50,000 a year in family income. Hodgson's parents haven't supported her financially for years. She had to demonstrate her hardship to university officials.
I had my priest send a letter, a police officer who actually knew about my mom because she has had 911 calls. I had all these people who had official stamps and letters to get the 4 years free program.
It covers her tuition and fees. That's $9,100 a year. But there's still transportation, books, room and board. She lives with her two older siblings in the suburbs.
My brother and sister aren't going to take care of me. Well, they take care of me, but not financially as much. So I pay about $700 a month for rent, and then I have to buy my own food, clothes, and so I need a part-time job to make that work.
During the school year, she worked nights and weekends at a sushi bar. Hodgson is eligible to borrow up to $14,000 a year in student loans, but she really doesn't want to. She sees what college debt has done to her brother and sister.
They're struggling to buy a house and pretty much live an independent life because they're still paying off these student loans.
Hodgson's classmate, Deborah Westlight, is also trying to support herself and not take student loans. She attended community college to earn course credits and save money before transferring to Portland State. She works part-time teaching acrobatics classes to young children.
I am responsible for buying my own food and clothes and things like that.
She lives with her mother and contributes to the mortgage and utilities. Like her friend Emily Hodgson, Westlight doesn't have to worry about tuition and fees, but for a different reason.
My college education is being paid for entirely by my grandfather.
Westlight's grandparents were middle-class academics who,
the moment I was born, opened a 529 savings account for me.
How does that land for you, that family intergenerational money is available to you?
I don't tell people. It's not necessarily a shameful thing, but even though my parents are not rich at all, it feels almost dirty that I don't have this big stressor in my life that most of my friends do.
Westlight and Hodgson are scrimping and saving to get through college debt-free. That would give them a financial head start over the two-thirds of graduates who do take out loans and will hit the job market with an average of $30,000 in debt to pay back. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.